Lawmakers in Massachusetts meet again today to consider whether to amend the state constitution to ban gay marriages. Opponents of same-sex marriage are hoping to stop a state Supreme Judicial Court ruling that gays have a right to marry. Recent gains by the movement supporting same-sex marriages have prompted something of a political and social backlash in parts of the country. NPR's Tovia Smith reports from Boston.
Even the most optimistic gay and lesbian advocates say they never imagined the notion of same-sex marriage could have advanced as far and as fast as it has. Just 2 years ago in Massachusetts, for example, even benefits for domestic partners were considered a long shot. But since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Texas sodomy law last summer, gay activists have been savoring a new momentum that seems to be going their way.
There was chaos and celebration as gay couples lined up to get marriage licenses in Portland, Oregon today.
Same-sex marriage debate will once again take center stage on Beacon Hill today.
Rosie O'Donnell's decision to marry longtime girlfriend Kelly Carpenter today.
You know, the news, as somebody said to me, has become all gay all the time.
Denise DePearson is with the Colorado Anti-Violence Project, a gay and lesbian advocacy group.
Every day there's something that's related to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. And we know historically that visibility equals targeting.
In this case, DePearson says, gays have been targeted by a backlash that is not only anti-gay marriage, but also anti-gay. She says incidents of violence and harassment against gays had been declining, but in the last 6 months, she says, they shot up more than 30% over the same time last year.
It's a stunning, stunning increase. And, you know, it's concerning to me also that the backlash seems to be not sort of by extreme militant groups or white supremacist groups, you know, who you often think about committing hate crimes, you know, but more by sort of ordinary people that somehow have interpreted everything that's going on as license to sort of act out on their prejudice or act out on their fear or act out on their hatred.
Politically, the reaction to the push for gay marriage ranges from constitutional bans on same-sex marriage to the more unusual. In Colorado, a recent proposal would have banned any talk in public schools about homosexuality, except in the context of AIDS. The language was quickly struck down. In Maine, a conservative Christian group threatened to out gay legislators on its website and then backed off amid protest. And local officials in Rhea County, Tennessee, went so far as to approve a ban on any gays living in town. Public criticism quickly forced them to rescind it. But Ron Cruz of the conservative Massachusetts Family Institute says he understands the motivation behind those proposals. Cruz says activist judges who overreach and local officials who flout the law are provoking people to act in rash and desperate ways.
There is a sense among many of folks that say, wait a minute, that this is not right. And so I think it has caused almost a panic mode. And it is true that in that panic, some may have acted unwisely. But I certainly understand the desire to preserve an institution that we cherish.
Ultimately, Cruz says, conservatives are only pushing back as aggressively as gay rights activists pressed forward. Matt Staver is president of Liberty Council, a group that's fighting gay marriage initiatives around the nation. He agrees that advocates of gay marriage provoked the backlash by pushing too far too fast. They may win a few battles, Staver says, but their tactic may ultimately cost them the war.
Ironic as it does sound, I think by escalating this activity so quickly in such a short period of time and increasing the stakes, they really did the pro-family and traditional marriage movement a huge favor. They really did wake up the majority of sleeping Americans who believe in traditional marriage. And had they just waited methodically and plodded through the legislature, many people would probably have just gotten apathetic and would not have gotten involved in this issue.
In fact, gay rights activists were divided on whether to push forward with the marriage agenda right now for exactly that reason. But ultimately, advocates say, any progress, any time, would have been met with backlash. The only way to avoid it would have been to sit back and wait, they say, until it would be much too late. Tovia Smith, NPR News.